Proclamation number 8545 of 1st of July, 1963. The soul knows beforehand its earthly course. Why do humans doubt my love, which embraces all my living creations with such tenderness that I truly don't want to let any of them suffer, but only ever want to grant happiness and bliss to the beings which once emerged from me? Yet not only love fills me, but also profoundest wisdom determines me to impose restrictions on love where it would only cause harm and therefore has to be contained, even if only temporarily. But I alone know what serves a soul to be able to enjoy unlimited happiness one day. I alone know how every soul is made up and what it still lacks for perfection. But I also know how little time is still available to every individual soul until the judgment takes place, i.e., the classification of all spiritual into the external form which is suitable for it, which guarantees further development. But I also know that a soul can become completely free from every material form, and what unimagined bliss it can then receive and feel. And if a soul is now shortly before its perfection and the time granted to it has almost expired, then a great favor can still be granted to it, in that this earth time still remaining to it makes exceedingly great demands on it, or can also be exceedingly sorrowful, but then it is also the guarantee that all dross is cast off and it can now enter the kingdom of light and happiness. What seems to be long to you, man, in terms of time is like a moment in the period of your ascent development upwards. But once the soul has reached its aim, then it also knows that it was a work of mercy for my part when it had to go through exceedingly great suffering for the purpose of the lost purification. Since it was allowed to see it beforehand and yet voluntarily took up its last embodiment as a human being, this is proof of its approval, of its willingness to take upon itself everything, even the most difficult, because it saw the aim. For it had complete freedom before its embodiment as a human being, thus it consciously entered its earthly life as a human being. It took up a battle with the forces of darkness, which also required great strength of soul. Thus it is mostly not weak souls which are exposed to exceptionally hostile activity, for these would fail and succumb to the evil forces and be drawn down again into the abyss by them, which would also result in a rapid change of their torment into the opposite and thus be equal to a failure of the soul. You man know too little about the connections, you do not know about the guilt of a soul, which embodies itself on earth, and about its state of maturity, when it is allowed to embody itself as man. But one thing you will understand and be able to believe is that a soul which is to suffer a great deal in earthly life will approach an all the more beautiful life in the spiritual kingdom, and that it will one day be grateful to me who enabled it to become free through great suffering. Allow satanic powers to have an effect, for these powers will also be judged one day and fall back into deepest darkness. The closer now the end is, the more the work of evil will also come to light, and still unheard of things will take place, which let you men doubt my love and mercy. But they, too, will find the explanation in the ever shorter time of grace where unusual trials, suffering and hardship can still bring about the maturing of a soul, and then this soul will have reached a high aim. But you are always to ascribe love, wisdom and power to your God and Creator, who wants to be your Father. I can prevent everything, thus also such encroachments of Satan, But when my wisdom sees the success which arises for a soul through excessive suffering, then only my love is ever decisive, which wants to prepare the soul for the great happiness of entering the spiritual kingdom as perfected. Therefore do not let your faith in my love waver, but trust me that I only ever have the spiritual well-being of my living creations in mind, and that I do or allow everything to happen that contributes to the perfection of a soul, but that I also give every soul the strength to persevere and to resist the opposing force, which can indeed weaken the body but which is unable to harm a soul which has already matured to such an extent that it knows its final aim and therefore voluntarily entered into an embodiment which forms the conclusion of an eternal development, of an infinitely long path of return to me. It has reached the aim and is now united with me for all eternity. Amen.